You know that Kiss is out on the appropriately named End of the Road World Tour. They're going to be showing up at Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine on September 9th. Tickets are available right this second. Gene wants you to get tickets while he stays home with the vid. He wants you to buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com right now. Or stick around. Sometime between 4 and 5, Kevin and I will torture you in some weird way. Get you into the Kiss show. I've got some pair of tickets for you from 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock.
It's times like this I wish I did cocaine.
Vroom, vroom.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Would you like to explain to the kids what that means?
I lost my keys.
Oh, dude, did you check your butt? Always the first place. Didn't we just last night talk with our program director, the boss?
There was quite a long text chain.
About checking your butt when something's lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't even ask. Or his kids won't ask anymore where anything is.
Right. Because that's the answer. And it's the proper answer.
Right.
And yes, I did. Thank you for asking.
Is that where they were?
No.
They weren't in your butt?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
So, first you go to all the places that you
sure.
know they normally
right.
would be,
mm-hmm.
and it's not there.
Unless you're a psycho like me and always, always, always put them in the exact same place. I have a place for everything.
I keep them in Sad. My shorts all the time.
What?
Yeah.
Your shorts?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
In your shorts drawer?
I haven't, no, in my shorts, my...
Oh, your normal shorts.
My actual shorts that I'm wearing.
I thought you meant your sexy, sexy undies.
Oh, no. No. Panties? No, those are in a different... So now I have to start looking for at all the where all the places are that they wouldn't be.
Right. The refrigerator.
Like an idiot. I'm crawling under my bed.
The microwave.
I know, like, the clock is and I'm just crawling under my bed and trying to figure out, is it behind the fridge? No, there's no possible way. Could it be here? No.
It's in your dog's stomach.
So then, you know, about 20 minutes later, after just going crazy, mm-hmm. I went back to the chair that I usually sit on.
Oh, get it.
Where they would fall out of
sure.
my shorts and yeah. be in that little crevice,
mm-hmm.
not my butt. And I had checked there, but I didn't check deeply.
You didn't really
not my
mean
butt.
It. Right.
And it was like 2/3 of the way down to the ground.
We're right here, man.
And I felt them laughing at me.
Here we are. Yeah. Ha, 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 up yours. You're going to be late.
Is there no...
There's going to be a moment with Kevin as a result.
Is there no age past which you stop doing that?
I think it just gets worse, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's bad news.
Yeah, I think it gets much worse.
All right, well, we want to play you a highlight from yesterday's show.
Oh, my
show.
God. I love this guy. This guy is so awesome.
Yesterday, we did Kevin and Sluggo's confessional, mm-hmm. and people called in and told us things that they'd never really confessed to anyone.
Yeah, they just never talked about it before. And this guy...
No crime.
Is what yes, yes, please, no crime. No confessing your crime.
So a guy calls in, and he is 78.
I love that he listens to KLOS.
I do, too.
We had all these young people calling with their crimes, or their sins.
There was a lot of wild stuff.
Yeah.
Our people are crazy.
I love it.
Which I love, too. So this guy calls, and he's 78, and he wants to tell us something that happened when he was 5.
Well, yeah, shall we?
Listen to this.
I love it.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Kevin and Sluggo's confessional.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to confess something I did when I was like 5 years old.
Wow, okay. You've been carrying that around a while.
And I'm 78 now.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm 78 now.
Wow, really?
And you want to confess something you did when you were
73
five?
Years ago? I
yeah.
love you. You're amazing.
Right.
All right, cough it up.
So I've gone to a movie. I've gone to see a movie with my aunts.
Now, yes.
This was a small village in India, okay?
Uh-huh.
So there were no seats. There were just people sitting on benches.
Right.
And there was a lady sitting in front of me with a baby in her hand. And her baby's foot was sticking out from behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And I pinched the baby's foot. And the baby started to cry. And I got such a kick out of it that all throughout I kept on pinching the baby's foot. So the poor mom had to get up and leave the theater, leave the movie because... People around her
were
going.
That is fantastic.
Wow, that's beautiful. And so you feel guilty about it over the last few years, or you still think it's kind of funny? Because we think it's kind of funny.
No, well, see, I'm not what I am 5 years when I was 5 years old, right?
Yeah. So if you're five,
what do you do?
What do you expect from a five?
I'm a different person now.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Sure you are.
You're the best.
You're listening to KLOS. I don't know.
Okay.
Thank Dude, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm an expert in almost nothing.
Right
however,
mm-hmm.
however
mm-hmm.
ice cream.
Oh, you're an expert on ice cream?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you really are?
Yes, I am.
Did you make it as a kid? Like, you have a little grinder thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yes, of course.
My dad used to make
ridiculous.
It. And he always got the salt. You know, there's salt involved somehow.
Because you need the ice to melt.
Into the ice cream. Every damn time.
Yeah, no, that's easy. What?
It's... Dunk. It was terrible.
Well, of course. You don't eat the salt part of it.
So
it's just to melt the ice to make it colder.
Every summer, he had to make ice cream again. And we're like, no, Dad, no.
Right, look, it's been a while since I've made it. And I'm not saying I'm an expert that way.
Right. Okay.
But I do eat
ice cream. What's your favorite flavor?
Like a crazy person.
You are a crazy
person. Rocky Road.
Oh, is it?
Cherry vanilla.
Okay.
I could go on all day. Here's what I don't eat.
I love ice cream.
Lionel Richie's. New ice cream collaboration with Tyra Banks.
Shut up.
That's my point.
I thought we were talking about ice cream. Why are you talking about music now?
No. This is, they call it All Night Love.
What? Yeah.
Lionel Richie unveils new ice cream collaboration with Tyra Banks.
Why? What does he know about ice cream? Is he from the ice cream family? Did he make ice cream at home as a kid? I bet not.
Yeah, I guess Tyra Banks has an ice cream company.
Oh.
Called Smize Cream?
What does he have to do with, though? Hello, is this the ice cream you're looking for? I mean, come on.
He's dancing on the ceiling cream? He says All Night Love ice cream was created by mixing flavors that he grew up enjoying as a child.
That's a bad name.
The sweet and crunchy offering includes cookie crumble, a salted caramel ribbon.
Who
and a chocolate-covered fudge heart mixed in vanilla ice cream.
Fudge heart.
Here's what I know.
Yeah.
I know that Lionel Richie didn't have anything to do with it, except for putting his name on
exactly. it. Exactly. We need to sell a couple more barrels of this crap.
And I don't need ice. Stay in your lane. Right?
I usually hate that sort of phrase.
But Lionel Richie.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with
He has a very solid
history.
Lane.
Yes.
And it's a good lane for him, and it's paid off. Stay in it.
Why don't I just start making... I'm trying to think of something dumb. I mean...
Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love ice cream. need this from our celebrities?
No. Ozzy Osbourne, Bat Head Ripple.
I would try that.
I would, too.
That sounds good, actually.
That does sound good.
Yowza. Yowza. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know I love my car chases.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah, you know, they need to revive that beeper car chase that will beep you when there's a car chase on and tells you where it is.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
Although I do have a lot of Twitter followers
who will
alert me.
They'll
go car chase, channel 11.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah, we got to keep a better eye on it so we can watch it here in the studio.
This is a car chase in Tennessee, and I'm sort of jealous that they had such a good one and we didn't.
Oh, they're ripping us off, man.
Man tosses his penis out the car window during a car chase with police.
What? I don't think you read that right. I don't think that's physically possible. Detachable penis.
Tyson Gilbert, 39 years old, had parked his car partially blocking the highway.
Okay.
When police first approached him.
Yeah.
So he's not in trouble yet.
Right.
He's just blocking the, I guess, the on-ramp.
What are you up to? What's going on?
He opened the door to his vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Where the trooper observed Gilbert was bleeding from an alleged self-inflicted wound.
Oh, my God. Really?
Gilbert shut the door's vehicle and sped away, according to a Tennessee Highway Patrol.
I'm sorry, can we walk that back just a second?
Yeah.
You said what? He shut the door's vehicle.
Did I say that?
Yeah, I just had to point that out. That was weird. That was odd.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
And I didn't notice it. He shut the vehicle's door.
There you go, okay.
And sped away.
Okay.
And then they turned on their lights and he took off, and the chase involved multiple different departments, and they put spike strips out twice, and he just drove right over them, didn't care.
So they saw that he was bleeding.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming downstairs is where he was.
Yes, of course.
And then he slammed the door.
Unless he has his penis somewhere else. Would
where else would
he be bleeding from?
Did he throw it at that point?
No.
Oh, he hasn't thrown it yet.
No.
So he just sees that there's blood, and then he slams the door and takes off.
Yes.
Wow.
When he takes off, they start following
sure.
him.
Sure. You better follow this guy.
Yes. And you know how people throw out drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, or maybe a weapon.
Yeah.
Just you don't want to get caught with stuff.
Right. And no one's going to notice that you're throwing stuff out your window.
Right.
That's really clever. But okay.
He turned off an old Liberty Road and came to a stop. He opened the door. He was naked and covered in blood.
Oh, my God. Wow. Why do people want to be cops? Why do you want to have to deal with that guy? Maybe that's what you want to do, is take that guy out of the
think anyone wants to be a cop to deal with this. I don't think...
Well, that's what you're going to do.
Well, no, it's... I don't think... How many stories have you heard like this?
No, yeah, this is a little more unusual.
Twice they used spike strips, and he just drove right through it. He kept going. Even when his tires were gone, he was just driving on the rims.
Wow. Determined not to get caught.
And that's when... Right out the window.
Oh, man.
He threw it out the window. He threw his wiener out the window.
And did they run over it?
As if he didn't want to get caught with it?
Well, I know that feeling. So wait, so it lands on the freeway.
Yes.
In Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had to stop and deal with it?
I assume there's nothing in the story that says that they stopped and dealt with it.
Did they do a bobbit and replace it later?
They don't say that either.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like he did a lot of damage.
Oh, dang.
So I'm not positive that somebody could have found it on the highway.
Right.
And reattached it.
Oh, man.
But I'm just saying, step it up, Southern California. You know what I mean? Like, come on. We can't let Tennessee show us up in the car chases.
Hey, that kind of reminds me. It's a party songs weekend. You know,
nice.
4-day weekend. We're just going to have nothing but the loud stuff. None of the...
I mean, it's a 3-day weekend.
Well, that's right. It's a 4-day weekend for us. three
just wanted
weekend.
To remind you
most people
it's
are
a 3-day weekend.
Taking
of course,
a lot of time
that's
off.
What it is. Stories from the pit. That's what we want now.
Stories from the pit.
Mosh pit.
We need like a piece of production for that. We need studio.
It seems like we
do. Yeah. But yeah.
So here's my story from the pit. So I was in the pit at Slayer.
Nice.
With my friend Mike Catherwood. And we were just enjoying ourselves. And the pit was going crazy because it was Slayer.
Yeah.
And I looked over and I saw our mutual friend, Aisa.
I love her.
Her worked at the other station at the time, mm-hmm. and I love her too. So
she was at a Slayer show as well.
Yes.
Nice.
So I waved at her and she waved back to me and I took a step with my left foot and then a step with my right foot to go over and say hi. And it was left foot, right foot staring at the sky. Like I was laying on my back. I didn't see it coming. I don't think I even felt it. I was just laying
really?
On my back.
Wow.
Looking at the sky and everybody, and there was dust all around me. I was like, what just happened?
Thank God it wasn't at a turnstile show.
I got destroyed.
Someone pooped on the floor at the mosh pit.
You would have been not this one.
Down there with that.
Yes.
Wow.
Didn't
really?
See it coming.
Were you able to get up?
Yeah.
They pass you around after that?
It was just so weird in that you can usually, especially when you're in a pit, you're sort of head on the swivel a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially at a Slayer show.
Right.
You know it's going to get crazy.
Yeah.
And so you kind of, your peripheral vision is...
Keeping your eyes open.
Yeah,
going with the flow.
Saw nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
Just boom.
And when I finally got up, I looked at Aisa and she was dying laughing. It was the funniest thing she'd ever seen. She thought that was so great.
This is why we love Aisa.
That's why we love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that was a bit of a surprise. So, stories from the pit.
Stories from the pit.
Stories from the pit. 818-955 KLOS. You were at a show. You were in the pit. I mean, disasters are always funny.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you stage dove and no one caught you.
Oh, my God.
Somebody passed you around, stole
your
pants.
How many times have you seen that,
you
know? By the way? Someone land on their shoulder or on their head.
I have seen that, yeah.
That
looks
time.
Right.
Yeah.
They're so excited to stage dove, and then the C parts just smash to the ground.
Well, a lot of times, this plane didn't even notice. Oh, you wanted to fall backwards into it. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
I was over here.
I was thinking about something else.
Yeah.
So I used to thought that was funny, and we think your story's going to be funny as well. The number is 818-955-KLOS. 955 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are talking about stories from the pit. You were at a mosh pit at a show, and something went down. You have a story?
Hey, my name is Michael. I was at Chain Reaction a long time ago. I turned 31.
Right.
I'm 33 now. And I was like, man, how are we going to have fun if they don't sell beer? Because Chain Reaction is a straight-edge venue.
Mm-hmm.
We were watching this band called Holy Band, and they started throwing pizzas into the pit. So we literally had a mosh pit crucified right in the middle of the pit. So
that's weird.
What a disaster.
Without beer.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Pizzas.
It was great.
Was it Walter White that was running
pepperoni,
the show?
Yeah.
It was pepperoni.
Oh, I see. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, KLOS.
Hey, Tales from the Pit.
Hey, Kevin here.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin V. Kevin. Throw down. Go.
Yeah, my name is,
fight.
Yes, hey, I was at the Big Four. Yes. Megadeth.
Right.
Best time ever, man. Decided to meet, pick out the biggest guy in the mosh pit. And it's like, hey, man, what's going on? Comes around, lays me out.
On purpose.
On purpose.
So he just picked,
like, okay.
So you said hi to him. How long was it between saying hi to him until he destroyed you?
Oh, it's just a finger point from across the mosh pit.
It's like, you're the biggest dude. Boom!
Wow. And basically got back up, said, okay. Went back, basically went the opposite way, and basically laid him out. And it was awesome. We made friends after.
What a sweet story.
Well,
that's
nice.
Is.
Yeah. You guys still married or?
No, never saw him again.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
There is a camaraderie in the pit.
Yeah. No, totally.
Yes.
Yeah, unless you get the couple people who don't know what it's about.
Yes.
Or whatever.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. Tales from the Pit.
Hey. So here's mine. I'm at a Circle Jerk show in Redondo Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably 16 years old, and all my friends were stage diving off of the stage.
Sure.
And I went right behind one of my buddies. I did a front flip. I kicked him in the nose in midair.
Oh, no.
Broke his nose.
Oh.
And as he goes forward, he gets caught. I'm coming behind him, and I'm a heavier guy. I don't get caught because he was right in front of me. I slam onto the ground in my back, and it knocks the wind out of me. So I'm completely, you know, paralyzed on the ground, and I can't move.
Probably covered in his blood, too, right? With a nose going like that?
Blood, I'm getting stepped on.
Sure.
Probably beer.
Yep.
Damn.
And so I'm, you know, on the ground like, please, someone save me. And if I don't breathe soon, I'm not going to breathe at all.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to take my last breath. And some guy picked me up, grabbed me, put me on his shoulder, and took me to like a side area.
Nice.
And
wow.
I got my breath back, and I'm like, dude, you saved my damn life. I would have got stomped out.
Yeah.
I couldn't move.
Totally.
Concert time.
That's my tale from the pit.
Circle Jerks.
I love it.
Nice. Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
Tales from the pit.
Pit.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have tickets for you to see Kiss in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, that's right. I'm thinking we should just throw out a keyword of some sort between 5 and 6. And when you hear it, be callers 13 and 14. We got a pair of tickets times 2.
What's the keyword?
I don't know, Beth.
Yes, sir.
Let's go with that.
Sure.
Just hear that name. Give us a call. Be callers 13 and 14. You're going.
Right now, we're talking about Tales from the Pit.
Pit.
Hello?
Hi, Tales from the Pit.
Pit. Hi, how's it going? So, about 2 years ago, I was in the pit at this Agent Orange concert.
Right.
Me and one of my best friends, we were trying to start the pit, of course, creating a big mosh pit, whatever. And he was standing right in the middle of it. And right as the lead singer was dropping the song, this guy ran out and just 2 feet to chest, Superman punches my friend right in the chest.
Oh, my God.
And he gets knocked down and can't breathe. But, at that mosh pit itself, there was a dislocated shoulder, blood everywhere. It was insane.
That sounds great.
So you got a good pit going, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Are we odd that that makes me want to be there?
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Tales from the Pit.
So we were at a head PE show at a Club Rubber event, and I was pretty experienced in the mosh pit, so I thought, and this thing started to pick up, and sure enough, I was looking left when I should have been looking right, turned around to the corner, got an elbow to the nose, and split it right in half.
Oh, is the nose the weakest part of your body?
It's got to be.
Because it breaks so easily.
And it just bleeds like a little...
It was horrible. Thing. I mean, it just shattered it.
Wow, man.
How long before you were able to stagger out of the club and get outside?
Literally, they kind of took me up on their shoulders and carried me out. I was completely out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, they knocked you out on top of it.
Wow. Yeah, it was it was bad, and the nose is still just a tad to the left.
Well, that's a nice battle scar.
Yep. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. You know, the worst I ever saw happened at a Barry Manilow show one time.
Yeah.
They were just throwing down.
That goes off.
Right? KLOS, Tales from the Pit.
Pit.
Hey, guys. Really great to talk to you. Big Dio fan, big Black Sabbath fan, guitar player, love Tony Iommi. I went to see the reunion tour, Heaven and Hell, at the Forum, and the opening band was Machine Head and Megadeth. I got there early, first in line, ran to the front. I was front and center, right in front of the stage.
Nice.
And basically holding on to the barrier.
Sure.
And Machine Head comes out, pit opens up. Next thing you know, it's roaring. I got pounded, held my ground, made it through. Megadeth comes on, gigantic mosh pit. I got pounded, pummeled, made it through.
Right.
Then I'm thinking, I don't know if I can do this, but I'm going to go for it. Heaven and Hell, Black Sabbath with Dio comes out. The whole floor explodes. Next thing you know, I black out. I don't know where I am, but I come to my senses. I'm standing right in front of my man, Tony Iommi, at the best concert.
Really?
Nice. Wow.
Wow. Damn. You're a lucky bastard.
Yeah, I'm lucky to be alive.
That's fantastic.
You must have cement feet to be able to plant yourself like that, man. That's not easy.
Well, the two barriers came together, and there was like two bars that came down. I had one knee on each side, and I was just gripping on the
barrier. You knew what was coming.
Yeah.
Each time you knew what was coming, you were ready.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS. I remember when I was younger, I used to think, how do they do that voice? That's so cool. Yeah, that's cool. I don't know how they do that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking Tales from the pit. You have one?
Hey, this is Mike from Huntington Beach. How are you doing?
Hey, Mike. Tales from the pit.
Okay. This was back in the early 80s, and the Vandals were playing at this little club.
Awesome.
And they come out. This is back with the original singer, Steve-O.
Lady Killer.
Yeah, exactly. And so they bring out a blender and a dead rat. And he goes, the rat-o-matic. And he drops a rat in there and pours beer into the blender.
Oh, my God.
And then he throws it into the crowd, whole pit.
Wow.
And then to think that rat's flying around the pit, sure. All over the pit.
Gross.
Wow.
And I wish I was there.
Oh, it was incredible. And then somebody picks up the rat and throws it, and it goes straight into Steve-O's mouth.
And those old punk shows were insane. Did you ever go to any of the Windy O Plasmatic shows by any chance? Like anything at Perkins Palace?
I was more into the, Orange County.
Yeah, I never got to, but I mean, I just heard the stories, man. She used to have a car out on stage, and they would destroy the car and just bash it to pieces.
Yeah, they'd light it on fire.
Yeah, man. Unbelievable.
Good times.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, man.
So Tales from the Pit.
All right, my next door neighbors, they had a band, a punk band in Orange County called Drain Bramaged.
Yep,
Drain Bramaged.
They invited me.
That's awesome.
Yes.
They invited me to a show in Placentia, and they snuck me in because I was 16 as a roadie.
That's how I got into the Playboy Club. I was helping the sound guy out when
really?
I was like 16, yeah.
Nice.
I could drive him there. He worked there. Yeah. Got in a few times. It was great.
So I'm drinking beers, just getting smashed. And then the mosh pit starts. I go in there. Dude, within, I couldn't even tell you, maybe a minute, I'm unconscious. Missing two teeth with a split lip.
So when did you wake up? Where were you when you woke up?
I was in the hospital. And then
wow.
Once I got home, because they were my next door neighbors, they're like, hey, you got hosed. So now they call me hoser.
Are you sure that's why?
Do you know where you are now?
Did you actually just wake up in the hospital? Dude, that's awesome. Thank you for calling. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. Tales from the Pit.
Pit.
Went to go see a death metal band, Vital Remains, over at the Key Club.
Mm-hmm.
I was 19 at the age, and for some reason, bartender kept giving me drinks. Did a stage dive, it was pretty cool. Kept drinking some more. By the second time, all I remember is putting my hands on the stage, Next thing I know, I wake outside with a paramedic.
Ah, good
times.
And
the worst part is, my buddy saw the paramedics, like security, carry me out, mm-hmm. and they still stayed inside and finished the show.
I gotta be honest.
No, you're going to go to that show.
I got to be honest. Yeah. If you're going to go to that show and you know you're friends with paramedics,
you stay. Yeah, totally.
You know, they called me outside and I was there like, you want to go to the hospital? I was like, no, I'm good.
No, I want to go back in.
Yeah, I'm going back in.
I did.
Nice.
Awesome, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I was at Metallica for Injustice for All tour in 88.
Yep.
Had upper level seats at Long Beach Arena. Dropped down when the lights went out for him, made my way to the front, got my foot caught in the chairs that had got thrown down near the front of the stage, mm-hmm. and lost my goddamn shoe, and ended up dancing the whole night on one foot.
Oh, man.
Did you ever get your shoe back?
Never found that shoe again.
Did you ever get stomped on? Did your foot get stomped on?
Stomped on all night long for about 2.5 hours.
Boots, and well worth it, right? Yeah, sure.
Boots treading all over my ankle. Totally. Boots treading all over the top of my foot. I thought my foot was busted. I couldn't walk.
Hey, what happened to Don't Tread on Me?
That hurts so bad.
That song hadn't come out yet for another 3 years.
Maybe you inspired it.
I don't know. Badass.
Thanks right on, man. Thank you for calling. Those guys are going to be at the Viper Room, which is going to be an unbelievable show. Joyous Wolf, that is Fearless. It's their latest thing. And that is going to be on September 13th. Tickets, I think, are still available. You should definitely get into that show because
it's like a warm-up show.
Yeah, exactly. And the Viper Room, man, that is a place to see a band.
That's a place
especially.
To see any band. Yeah. Agreed.
We love the Viper Room. So Joyous Wolf, local band. Go support them.
It is the world famous K-Rock.
Nice! Oh my God! Shake your hand. It took this long, and I know there was so much chaos going on in here that's probably.
I don't appreciate you.
You know what's beautiful though?
It's 95.5 KLOS.
It's not being recorded. I'm not rolling tape, so that's lost through time.
Oh, excellent.
Forever gone.
Good news.
I don't know anything about what you just said.
Fantastic.
Listen, you know, I almost called you the name we're looking for people to wait for.
Oh, for Kiss?
Yes, but you're listening for a certain name, a certain song they did. I guess we probably shouldn't say that name.
We could say it.
Between now and 6.
We could say what it's going to
be. Okay, because this isn't time. It, right.
This is not it.
Yes,
don't
this
call
is
now.
Letting you know that it's
going to
happen.
We're going to say Beth. Now, we're not going to play it, so don't panic. Do not panic. You're safe.
We're just going to say the name.
Right.
And then if your caller is 13 and 14, you get into the show.
This hour.
Yes.
Sluggo is getting a colonoscopy.
This is why I'm not recording. I don't want to talk about it.
Are you kidding?
No, I actually forgot. I'll say that.
You're such a liar. And
that's true.
I don't know if you've ever had a colonoscopy.
Have you?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
I mean, by the time you get to this.
My brother had cancer.
Right.
So I was like, all right, well, I guess I better check.
Yeah.
And they prepare you and they knock you out. And then like a little person with a construction helmet dives headfirst into your shame hole. And then they look around in there and they see what's going on. And then they climb back out.
So as usual, I'm paying for butt play is what it comes down
to. I'll bet you can get it for free, but look, whatever your thing is.
Yeah, they've been telling
me
for quite a few years now, you know, it's that time, that age. It's a good thing to do, just to make sure that there's nothing going on.
Right.
And then I got let go from the last station I was at.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you know that.
That doesn't sound normal.
I'm like, get the hell out. So I put it off then, and then I was in between jobs, and then I started here, so I keep putting it off, and then I was going to do it, and the pandemic started.
Right.
So
it's not something that's pleasant.
I don't want to do this.
But, I mean, the truth of the matter is the day before is the nightmare.
Yes.
Like a day of, no big deal.
I'm starving right now. I haven't eaten
at
all today. I'm going to kill everybody.
Oh, excellent. So as a public service, I would like to have people call.
Yeah.
That have had colonoscopies and it's gone south.
Like, not helpful stories.
Oh, no.
No, it was super easy.
Stories that will scare Sluggo. That's what I'm looking for. It could be a colonoscopy.
Damn you to hell.
It could be a colonoscopy or anything that's smaller in scale, like something small that went south and how it went south.
For this, I'm going to find a recording of what you just said earlier and I'm going to play it all the time.
Sorry, it's worth it. Worth it.
Damn it.
Stories to scare Sluggo. About his colonoscopy.
You had a colonoscopy? You heard about one that went south? Boy, do I want to hear about that.
I mean, they go south. That's what they do. I mean, that's how they're designed.
That's true.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS.
You're so supportive, man.
You're welcome.
Touching.
I love you, man.
Be my squirrel. That's Jet. On 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Thanks for handling that for me.
You're welcome.
Because I'm unable to do it today. We are talking about Sluggo's having a colonoscopy.
Nope. I've changed my mind. I'm not going to do it tomorrow. It's not happening.
Stop being a baby. If I can do it, you can do it.
I guess.
What the hell? All right, so we're taking calls about those minor surgeries going south.
Colonoscopies going bad.
Sure, or other things, you know, that are kind of small procedures.
Right.
It's not a big surgery.
I didn't like where you were going with that for a second.
Okay, no. I'm sure your shame hole is perfectly fine. But let's take some phone calls. KLOS, tell me about your butt.
Yeah, actually what it was is I did have one. When I was done, the nurse came up to me and he goes, "You ate a lot of green Jell-O, didn't you?"
That's awesome and gross.
That's classic. Thanks for calling. A friend of mine had had it done, and I like don't want to see the pictures afterwards because it's gross. Not. But he was so thrilled with them. He's like, "Look, you know what that is?"
No.
And I'm like, "No, a part of your inside body." And he goes, "No, it's poop. Look, there's says my poop. It didn't go out." I'm like, "Dude, wow.
That's
okay."
TMI for sure. Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Jack.
Hello, Kevin. It's Lugo.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, not much, man. It's Sean, longtime listener.
Thank you.
I had a vasectomy, and not the same as a colonoscopy.
No, it is not. But it's scarier.
Yeah, I'm hoping that doesn't happen during the colonoscopy.
It's scarier because you're awake.
That's much scarier.
Yeah, you're awake.
Yeah. Exactly, because I watched him do it, which is weird. But
that's bananas.
You know what? It didn't actually feel that bad. And what actually went south was I got kicked by one of my kids.
Oh,
not
no.
Not kicked, like, square in the junk, but it was like a nick. It wasn't bad, but it was bad because that night I tried to go to sleep and I couldn't because what felt between my legs was a softball.
Oh, wow, that's brutal.
That is not what you want.
Was.
And no, and it's at the kid. You got to just totally like, right, it's okay. Yeah, everything's okay. Fine. Don't worry. Daddy's in great pain.
And I told the wife at the time that I could drive to the hospital. And she's like, not in your state. You don't.
Kevin does that all the time. Every time you go to the hospital, you drive your damn self. And that's pretty much a weekly event.
How dare you?
Dude, thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, my God, that's frightening. Colonoscopy stories, though. Let's hear them.
Yeah, party.
818-955-KLOS.
I love that song.
It is so good, isn't it?
New from Billy Idol.
Yeah, Bitter Taste on 95.5 KLOS. Southern
California. Poof. I don't know what just happened.
I don't either, man.
Sluggo's having a colonoscopy.
So I'm freaking out.
Didn't want me to talk about it, so that's what we're doing. And we're taking stories about perhaps small procedures that went wrong.
Yeah, we're just speaking to gentlemen who had bad colonoscopies or whatever.
Sure.
Whoever's calling.
Do you have one?
Yo.
Did you have a colonoscopy?
No, I didn't, but I went, I had a upper GI test.
Okay.
So I go, and they have to put the contrast dye in.
Yes.
And the nurse there missed my vein.
Oh,
and
that
put
sucks.
It just into my arm, and my arm blew up the size of Texas.
Wow.
All of that dye in there and, like, fluid. And my arm just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's, it's super weird that he didn't notice that he missed.
Yeah, did he wander off or
before
something?
Before pushing it in. That makes no sense.
Yeah. I drove myself home, and I was hunched over.
Oh, my God.
And I literally was like, my arm was going to blow up. And then they sent me a bill, and I said, you know where you can
shut down. Where are they going to be dealing with me tomorrow?
So, Sluggo, that's not going to happen to you. Don't worry about that.
Thank you for the
good luck.
Words of encouragement, everyone. It's so nice. Thank you.
You're not getting contrast, so you're good. KLOS, hello.
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 Hey. Juan from Valencia.
What's happening?
So you don't know what's going to happen.
I mean,
I got ready. Okay. I went to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They got me ready. They put me out.
Right.
Then in the middle of it, I wake up.
Oh, no.
So I get up and I feel myself crawling out of the bed or gurney that they have. And the last thing I know is they put me back to sleep and I was out of the surgery room.
Were you leaving a trail behind?
What's
you...
wrong with
well,
you?
Well, I mean, it's a fair question.
It is a fair question.
Right? Did that happen or do you know?
No.
Just...
So they put me out because they realized that they needed to give me more anesthetic.
That's great. Right. Waking up is great.
Yeah. Right on. It. Thanks for calling, man.
Love it.
That's fun.
KLOS, hello.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Sure.
So they found something when I was having a colonoscopy and they sent me in for a second procedure. They didn't knock me out for it. They brought this bag of chalk stuff and said, this is going to feel a little pressure. And he put this hose in there, and he starts pumping this white stuff in. And I'm getting really uncomfortable, and I'm like, dude. And he's like, it's okay, we have to keep you awake so we can move you around when we do this x-ray. And I'm like, oh, come on, bro. And I look down, and he's got his foot on the thing, man, pushing more pressure. And
wow.
And so they finished like half an hour later, and he says, well, you can get up and go to the restroom. I got up, man. And this shock stuff just rolling out of me.
That's right. Did you get this done in the back of a van?
He heard his calling. That's nice. And then they started calling.
You go straight to hell. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, hello.
Chris in San Bernardino.
Hey, Chris, you want to go see Kiss?
Yeah, hell yeah, I do.
You got the tickets.
You are caller 13.
Right on, dude.
Congratulations. Hold on 1 second. We got another pair here to give away.
That's right.
Yeah, who's
that's
this?
Hi, my name is Scott. How are you?
Scott, we are good. Would you like to go see Kiss?
Yes, I would.
Won the tickets.
Rock on, man.
Congratulations. Kiss End of the Road World Tour, September 9th at Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine.
And tickets are on sale as we speak, but that doesn't affect you. Hey, do you want to hear Beth by Kiss?
Just say no.
No, I was
wrong. That's the right answer.
Yeah, we were going to hang up on you if you said yes.
No is the right answer.
And here's the song you actually asked for, and congratulations, KLOS. KLOS. I think that's good advice from Wolfgang Van Halen. Don't back down. Just, you know, stand your ground.
Right.
That kind of crap. That's good advice.
We were talking a little earlier today about being in the pit.
Yeah, when you stand your ground in the pit.
Yeah.
I like watching sometimes people in the middle of like a hurricane, you know, or a tornado in the pit. They'll just stand there and watch everybody going around.
It's the eye of the tornado.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I was at a Slayer show and was in the pit. And maybe I was distracted a little bit because I saw you're my friend, Aisa.
Oh, Aisa.
Love.
Love Aisa.
All the way across in the other section, like across the pit.
Oh, were they watching you there in the pit? Saw you were in the middle?
Yeah, and I waved, and she saw me and waved.
Right.
And I was going to go over and say hi.
Right.
So I took two steps toward her and then was immediately staring up at the sky, laying on my back in the pit. It's Slayer. And I was really sort of paying. You have to pay attention if you're in the pit. It's Slayer.
Yeah.
I sort of was.
Oh, but you were distracted for a second by seeing a friend. Maybe this is a good, you know, lesson. If you're in the pit and it's really crazy, don't.
It was just it was a half a second.
Right.
Oh, so I was going to go over and say hi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't see anyone coming and I didn't feel anyone coming.
Did she see you go down?
And then I was laying flat on my back in the pit and I was looking up at the sky. And then I looked over at Aisa. And that was the funniest thing she ever saw. She was dying laughing.
That's why Aisa rules.
Yes. Because she did the right thing and laughed. When I got
destroyed.
Doesn't
try and help.
In the pit. Good times. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. It's time for What We Learned.
Oh, what did we learn today?
Lionel Richie has a new ice cream and it's nonsense.
Yeah. What is that? No.
Don't eat it.
Nope.
If your radio tells you that you have to cut off your penis to save the world, your radio is lying to you.
Maybe
don't get in a high-speed chase and toss it out the window either.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe just ignore the radio. That's always a really good thing to do anyway.
Right. Who listens to the radio anymore?
Seriously.
People who see a show in the pit are a special breed.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's a special type of a little bit off.
Those are some great calls. Thank you for all your crazy calls today on that.
And Sluggo's B-hole is going to be under attack this weekend.
Woo! Cannot wait. That is hot. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty and drink a bunch of barium.
Enjoy.
Yeah, thanks. See you on Tuesday.
It is the world famous K-Rock.
Nice! Oh my God, Megan, shake your hand. It took this long, and I know it was so much chaos going on in here that's probably...
I don't appreciate
you. You know what's beautiful, though?
It's 95.5 KLOS.
It's not being recorded. I'm not rolling tape, so that's lost through time.
Oh, excellent.
Forever gone.
Good news.
I don't know anything about what you just said.
Fantastic.
It was on this day in rock in 1965 when the Beatles' Help was certified gold. It was on this day in rock in 1982 when Fleetwood Mac kicked off their Mirage tour in Atlanta. Guess who their opening act was? If you said Minute Work, well done. It was on this day in rock in 1993 when Pearl Jam's Jeremy video won 4 awards, including Video of the Year. In the same year, STP won Best New Artist at the MTV Music Awards.